Warning, we're running out of creative ways to tell you we say the F word on this show. Listener discretion is advised.
Florida man, Florida man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man.
Welcome to this week's Listener Stories mini episode of Florida Man. I'm Phil.
And I'm Joel, and this is the shorter version of our show where we read you the Florida Man type stories you, the listeners, have sent in from your part of the world.
News stories from your local area, personal stories where someone you know did something Florida Man-like, or things you have experienced where you encounter some dumbass, or you were that dumbass.
And this week's email is from Knighton. He sent stuff to us before, but hasn't really corrected our pronunciation of his name, so.
I'm going Knighton.
Knighton? Okay, Knighton. Wrote to us. He said, "Hey folks, hope this is interesting for a quickie episode." And I thought it kind of was. So Phil, why don't you go ahead and read this one for
us? All right, this comes to us from WGN TV
out of Chicago.
Riding shotgun argument leads to arrest of Pennsylvania siblings. Police were forced to chase, tackle, and arrest a brother and sister in Pennsylvania's Lackawanna County.
Very good.
All over who would get to ride in the front passenger seat.
Now, did you ever fight about shotgun when you were a kid?
Oh, yeah. And then if you lost, you had to ride bitch.
Yeah. Like, or
in the back.
Ride dog in the back.
Yeah, in the back. Workers in Elephant were setting up burrows. Wait.
Oliphant.
Sorry.
I think.
Workers in Oliphant were setting up the burrows' Christmas tree when they witnessed an altercation in a vehicle. Three people appeared to be fighting in the car. The woman in the passenger seat pleading for help, WNEP reports.
So, is that the sister?
Well, I don't know how many women there were there. Maybe they were all women.
Okay.
They called me.
Well, no, it said there was a brother and a sister they arrested.
They called me and said, "There's a girl they're keeping hostage in the car, and she's yelling for help."
Uh-oh.
"There's an altercation going on in the car, and they kept eyes on the car for me," said Oliphant Police Chief James DeVoe Friday. According to police, 27-year-old Brzezinski and his girlfriend picked up Brzezinski's younger sister at work. That's when Brianna Brzezinski, 20, became angry with her brother about where his girlfriend was sitting.
Oh, so the little sister got pissed off that she had to sit in the back seat because the girlfriend got the front passenger seat.
According to police,
little sisters can be a pain in the ass. Little brothers, too.
Police say Brett Brzezinski led them on a half-mile car chase, that wasn't very long, through Oliphant and into Blakely.
So
they had the girls.
Those are two really far away towns if it was a half-mile chase.
They had the girl's head out the window. She was hanging out of the car, said the chief.
Well, I've had an incident where I was hanging out, my head out the side of the car window. That was the last time I ever had Jägermeister.
Good. Yeah, that's a nasty shit.
I had to clean the side of the car the next morning.
After getting caught in a traffic jam near the Anchor in Blakely.
Near the Anchor? This must be a local thing that we have no idea what it is.
Police ordered the man out of the car. Police say at first Brzezinski cooperated, but that quickly changed.
Uh-oh.
"I drew my weapon. I got him calmed down for a second and told him to get up against the car, but as soon as he saw me put my weapon down, he attacked me again. So I picked him up and threw him into the grass."
How big is this dude?
"I detained him. I was trying to get my handcuffs on him when the other girl came over and she started attacking me. I had one cuff on him, and by this time I was yelling for backup, and some of the other guys were starting to show up," Chief DeVoe said.
Oh, Jesus.
"The third person in the vehicle was not arrested, and in fact are calling her a victim. While this was certainly a dangerous situation, and for those involved, police say many others were also in harm's way."
So it sounds like the Brzezinskis are a hot-headed bunch, and the girlfriend was just sitting there.
The hell have I got myself in?
Exactly.
"Traffic was packed. They were driving like animals."
How do animals drive?
I don't know. Well, the dog drove in circles.
So they were backing up.
I guess they were backing up
circles and hitting mailboxes.
"Stuff you could have flipped a coin over, and now we have people who have gotten killed, who could have gotten killed. Both Brzezinski siblings were arrested and charged with simple assault, resisting arrest, and related offenses." Police say the third passenger has filed for a PFA against both Brzezinskis and other members of the family.
Fuck this group. I am done.
I'm done.
Keep your asses away from me.
Holy cow.
All over
This is in Chicago?
The little is a Pittsburgh or Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. Oh, damn.
Oh, Pennsylvania, I'm guessing.
And that's our list of quickie story for this week, folks. If you have a story you'd like us to cover on the quickie show, whether it's in your local news or a personal story with some dumbass you know, send us an email to floridamanpodcast@gmail.com.
This podcast was recorded at Southern Audio Production Studios in Fort Myers, Florida, and mixed in the front passenger seat.
Of what?
Doesn't matter.
All right. And as always, we'll finish up tonight with the Ballad of the Florida Man.
Florida Man, Florida Man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man. He's got his feet in the sand while he works on his tan. He's got an annual pass to Disneyland. He drinks his beer from a can, he lives in his van. It's a mobile tiny house inside. It's Florida man, Florida man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man. Florida man. He's a dumbass, but we love him, he's a Florida man.
Well, that's the quickest,
The preceding podcast is copyright 2019 by Shadyside Media, LLC. All rights reserved.